Well, I moved to Richmond Road then when I left Canby Park
lofting.
Road. I worked in the centre fuselage section. I think that was after I finished in the Sparmbling shop.
So what aircraft would you have been
that was
working
that was
then?
The Hunter, and the Hunter fuselage was in three sections. There was the front section, which was mainly the cockpit and the gun pack, which was under the cockpit floor, and then there was the centre section, which is where the engine was, and the wings attached to the centre section, and then there was the rear section, which was where the fin and the tailplane was mounted, and I worked in the centre section, and I acted as a dolly boy. What that means is that the structures are riveted. You've got the outer skin, which is riveted to circular frames, which give the profile of the section of the aircraft. And then between the frames, they're held apart by metal sections, which are called stringers. And the skin, the outer skin, which is in sections, rivets onto the frames and the stringers. And it tends to be a sort of an egg box type construction. And the rivets are... All the holes are there in the skin and also in the stringers and the frames. And then the fitter would put a rivet into a hole, and he'd have a windy rivet gun, which made a terrific noise, hammering noise. And you would be inside the fuselage with a metal block, and you would have to hold it against the rivet while he was riveting it over, burring the end to hold it together. So you'd go from one to two to three to four and so on, which is fine, except you were in the fuselage all the time for the whole morning and the whole afternoon. And of course, it was deafening. It wasn't continuous, but it was pretty well ongoing. There was no ear protection in those days. I mean, health and safety would have a field day today. That there was no ear protection. It's a wonder I've got any hearing left, actually.
Were there ever any accidents?